Brett Favre is about to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and the Green Bay Packers are about to play their first preseason game. To talk football and a little bit of music, our guest today is Adam Gruhl of the Wisconsin-based bluegrass band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. It's all coming up on Railbird Central next. Packers fans, welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame and its game this weekend. To do that, we have a special guest joining us for the show today.
Expert interview.
We have Adam Gruhl of the Wisconsin-based band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, who will be playing a free concert at Madison's Famous Live on King Street Series Friday evening, where I'll be in attendance. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Good morning, Packer Nation.
Good morning to you. Adam, you're a musician, but once upon a time, you were a football player as well. And as I understand it, you have a connection to Packers wide receiver Jared Abradaris. Can you tell us a little bit about that connection and what you think of Abradaris as a football player?
Absolutely. That's true. I grew up in Stevens Point, and I played middle linebacker, and eventually, my senior year, ended up in the Wisconsin State Shrine All-Star football game, and both myself and Jared Abradaris played on the North squad, and so we got to know each other pretty well. I was a middle linebacker, but I was actually playing offensive line in the Shrine game, so I was one of the blockers, you know, for Jared. And the thing that stuck out right away is, you know, an immense ability as a leader. You know, he was both a super, super kind guy. We were right across from each other in the sort of dorm residency there. But his athleticism was sort of out of this world. You know, playing with him, he was one of those people that he'd make a block and he'd cut right off of your back. You know, his footwork was unbelievable. And, you know, it's awesome seeing a guy who was raised in Wautoma, Wisconsin, go on to play for the team that he grew up rooting for and, you know, is a big piece of who he was and his, you know, love for playing football to begin with. So, I don't know, super proud to see a guy from Wisconsin end up making it.
Absolutely. And I think it's awesome to just think of a linebacker slash bluegrass musician. Those things don't jive to me in my mind, but I think it's awesome. But Adam, Brett Favre is going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Of course, everybody's been talking about it. Just to reminisce a little bit, what's your fondest memory of his playing days?
You know, a couple of things come to mind. One of the most, certainly most beautiful Brett Favre moments, I think, was when his father had passed away. And, you know, everybody was sort of wondering, is he going to play against Oakland? It was a Monday night game. And he came on and just had, you know, an almost out-of-this-world performance. I'll never forget that, just being absolutely mind-blown and kind of touched by it, too. That comes to mind. But also just his sort of ability as a gritty player. He was so improvisational. If a play broke down, he always did his best to make something out of nothing. I like that. He took some risks, you know, loved throwing the long ball. And then, of course, you know, I have really fond memories of watching the Packers beat the Patriots there in the Super Bowl mid-90s. And, I don't know. It's just toughness overall. I love Brett Favre. I think I might sport the number 4 jersey tonight.
Sounds good. It is tough to pick just one, you know, play or one game when you're talking about a Hall of Famer of his caliber. But from Packers past to Packers present quarterbacks, the Hall of Fame game is on Sunday. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will play, and should he play?
You know, I'm sitting on the fence on that one. You know, obviously with them, you know, the game sort of being about Brett's induction to the Hall of Fame and Aaron Rodgers sort of being the successor there, it'd be nice to see him play for maybe a drive or take a couple snaps. But, you know, what comes to mind is, of course, Jordy Nelson's injury last year. And, you know, I think he's actually sort of got an injury going on right now too, which hopefully isn't going to be a big deal. But, you know, I'd hate to see somebody like Aaron Rodgers get hurt in the preseason, you know. So I think safety comes first. And, you know, Brett Hundley is looking pretty solid too. And, you know, it'd be nice to see him get a lot of snaps in the preseason, which it looks like it's going to be the case.
Yeah, that's kind of been a discussion point this week because Brett Hundley's actually missed the last two practices. Do you think they should actually, take the chance playing him? Yeah, you know he could use the work, but I mean, should they, take the chance of their backup getting injured further?
Yeah, I know. What a question, you know. I think isn't the preseason got longer, I think, now too, right? Isn't it five games
Yeah,
this year?
5 games this year.
Yeah, I mean, a blessing and a curse. More football, you know, it's good to watch, but you know, I don't know. I guess I'm a little nervous after not having Jordy last year, seeing what that impact was on Aaron and the long ball.
We're talking to Adam Gruhl of the Wisconsin-based band Horseshoes and Hand Grenades here at Railbird Central on a Friday morning. Adam is a big Packers fan. Adam, apart from the quarterbacks, what player are you excited to see this preseason?
You know, I think a big part of NFL football is what's going on in the trenches. I'm really excited to see how the O line and the D line shape up. I like Mike Daniels a lot. I think he's tough. I think he gets after it. But you know, I really want to see how the O line shapes up and see if we can get Aaron Rodgers some protection so we can get the offense flowing really well. See how Sitton and Bakhtiari and Lang, see how those guys are playing. And hopefully our D line shows some toughness to you because, you know, a lot of football games are won in the trenches.
Yeah, both units kind of suffered through injuries here and there last season, so hopefully they start gelling pretty soon. Changing gears to
Exactly.
music a little bit. Adam, what do you think of the Live on King Street experience in Madison? You're going to play here Friday night. It's open to the public. They shut down the road. You play in the shadow of the Capitol. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, Madison, Wisconsin is one of the greatest cities in this country. I absolutely love it there. Obviously, it's the state capital. I think it's really cool that, you know, various businesses down there have worked together to create a just a massive free event. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that it's a community builder. So many folks go to that show. I really like that. I like that it's free and it's an inclusive kind of event. You know, as far as like our history in Madison, you know, I remember before Horseshoes and Hand Grenades even had a name, we were going down to State Street and busking. And we have a lot of memories there of playing, you know, out while a show was getting out down at the Capitol Theater down there, we would, or the Orpheum, we'd be outside busking. And that's how we sort of started to make our name for ourselves in that city. And then, of course, had many awesome shows at the High Noon and the Majestic Theater. And we've grown to love Madison. You know, we talk about Madison, Wisconsin, when we're on the road across the country because the fans are so incredibly exuberant. And Live on King Street, from what I understand, is just going to be a huge event tonight. They're saying that the buzz is sort of out of this world. So I'm feeling riveted about it.
Yeah, it really has become kind of a staple of being of the Madison scene of just being a Madisonian. It really is a unique event that they hold several times a summer, so I'm excited about it. One more question, Ed. How crazy is it to have a beer made in honor of the band? Central Waters puts out a beer called Horseshoes and Hand Grenades.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool thing. You know, for me, I'm happy that I like the beer. I'm happy that it tastes good. But yeah, what happened was we played several shows at Central Waters Brewery. It's about 20 minutes from where we all met in Stevens Point. And Stevens Point is actually my home too. So I got to know the brewers, and over some beers late night at the conclusion of a show, we started laughing and BSing, and that's where the idea to make beer came. And a couple days later, we talked in the morning, and we were like, you know, let's actually do this. And I had suggested that it be called an Americana pale ale, and that it be more of a light type beer for fans at a show, you know, more of a session beer. But it's pretty cool, you know. I'll get pictures and emails from friends kind of across the entire country, everywhere where Central Waters distributes. You know, like, the beer is on the shelf here in Washington, D.C., you know, and that's a cool thing. So it's an honor, you know, for sure. But it's also just a cool thing to work with a sort of environmentally sound and growing company like Central Waters. They're like really nice people, and that means a lot to us too.
Yeah, and I'll add, I love it too. So it tastes great. If anybody out there hasn't had it yet, go get one. Adam, where's your next dates on your tour? I see you have a couple more coming up.
We're doing this live on King Street thing in Wisconsin, but actually on Wednesday we fly out and we play the Ogden Theater in Denver. And we come back, and we're doing this great event by that's held by another Madison-based band by the name of the People Brothers Band. It's called People Fest, and it happens over near Hillsboro, Wisconsin. And we're going to do that on the Thursday night, but the whole weekend has tons of great music. And then we're actually heading straight from there out to play at Peach Festival, which is the Allman Brothers Band Festival out in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So that's what's right in front of us. But we are going to be doing some Wisconsin fall shows. And in fact, we haven't announced them yet, but why not announce them right now? We're going to do Halloween in Madison,
Hey, all right,
Wisconsin.
breaking news.
Yeah, that'll be the Friday night. And then Saturday we're going to head up to the Northwoods to Monaco, Wisconsin. So we're going to do a little Wisconsin Halloween run too.
Do you know where in Madison?
It looks like it's going to be the Majestic Theater
Awesome,
right
awesome.
downtown on
Very
King
good,
Street.
very good. Well, I'm excited to see you tonight. It looks like you're busy as all heck, as all get out, which is awesome. I'm loving to see a Wisconsin-based band have some success and getting the job done. So, Adam, thank you so much for talking a little football, a little music with us this morning. Enjoy the show tonight and the rest of your tour, and enjoy watching the Packers when you can as well.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. And yeah, go Pack, go, green and gold.
Sounds good. Go Pack, go. Adam Gruhl of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades joining us here at Railbird Central on a Friday morning. Great to get a celebrity guest joining us on the show today. And great to have you, the listener, as well as we continue on.
Packers news of the day.
All right. So, to talk about some Packers news. On our last episode of Railbird Central, reacting to Family Night, I had commented how a week into camp, how remarkable it was that the Packers had essentially avoided any injuries outside of those players already on the PUP list. And perhaps I spoke too soon. Now, the good news is there doesn't seem to be any major injuries. But we've seen quite a few players start to miss time. I'll start with the good news. So we've seen a handful of players sit out briefly and come back, like running back James Starks, offensive lineman Brian Bulaga, safeties Jermaine Whitehead and Kentrell Bryce, and defensive lineman Mike Daniels, who missed Wednesday's practice due to personal reasons, but he was back on Thursday already. We also have our first player come off the PUP list, guard TJ Lang, who took part in practice this week, although it remains to be seen if he'll take part in the Hall of Fame game on Sunday. but it's certainly good news to see that he's making progress. So that's been the good news with guys, you know, just kind of working through injuries and coming back and not sitting out for long, some of them. But so among the most concerning injuries, and one we alluded to with Adam earlier, is to quarterback Brett Hundley. Not so much because of the severity of the injury, which is to his ankle, but because he was expected to see so much playing time, you know, not just in the Hall of Fame game, but all preseason. And there's still a chance that he could play, but he's missed each of the last two practices, and his status is kind of up in the air right now. Whether the Packers will feel obligated to play Aaron Rodgers because Hundley may not play similarly remains unseen at this point. Rodgers sat out practice as well on Thursday, but it apparently was not injury related. It was just to give him a day off and, you know, save him. And, you know, he's the last guy they need, you know, getting injured or anything like that. And it was more, you know, to give him rest and give more practice reps to guys like Joe Callahan and Marquise Williams, each of whom may see more time than expected in Sunday's game. But among the more concerning injuries are to two starters, one on each side of the football, running back Eddie Lacy and linebacker Jake Ryan both missed practice on Thursday. I know Lacy's is an ankle as well. Ryan missed practice on Wednesday too. So you know, we're keeping an eye on those. I haven't heard that anything's major here with either of them. But just considering that they are starters, we're going to keep an eye on them. I mean, hey, with five preseason games, it's certainly not a big deal at all if they miss one game. Even, you know, multiple games is not the end of the world. We're just hoping, you know, that they can get back on the field before the end of training camp, really, and get a little bit of time in, especially in that, you know, that fourth preseason game that is kind of considered the tune-up for the regular season. If they get back by then, they'll be in good shape. Others that have injuries are rookie Kyle Murphy, who has a concussion. That's just concerning because those things, you know, can sometimes linger. I don't know the severity at this point. Tight end Mitchell Henry, he's dealing with a groin injury. Rookie cornerback Mackinton Dorleont has a hamstring, and defensive tackle Demetrius Anderson. These are all guys who sat out practice this week at least sometime. They do have one more practice on Saturday before the game. So there is time for these guys to get back. But there's just kind of an injury update for you that's kind of gone from being good early in camp to a little bit poor lately. But anyway, in other Packers news, the team filled out their 90-man roster by signing a linebacker this week, Derek Matthews, who spent part of last season on Washington's practice squad. And even though he's been around for less than a week, he'll probably see playing time on Sunday, seeing as we just mentioned, Ryan is injured, Sam Barrington remains on the PUP list, and rookie Manoah Pakula has been sidelined for much of the past week. We don't know much about Derek Matthews yet, other than that he made 400 tackles at the University of Houston, which is a big number. But maybe we'll start to know more about him by Sunday, seeing as it looks like he's going to see some playing time late in the game at least. So that'll be fun. If we're going to do a Hall of Fame game preview here, the things I'm looking for as an observer are easy. I'm looking at the new faces, all the players we've never seen in a professional football game before, starting with the team's first round draft choice. It would appear the Packers are preparing Kenny Clark to be a starter in their base defense at nose tackle. And hopefully his first preseason games goes better than the last time the Packers invested a first round pick into the defensive line. And maybe I shouldn't have even brought this up, but maybe we'll knock on wood here. But you might remember 3 years ago, Dayton Jones got injured on the first play of his first preseason game. And you could argue he's never been the same since. He's dealt with a variety of nagging injuries over the years, and that hasn't helped him reach his potential. But anyway, so it'll be fun to watch Clark in his first professional game. I think the Packers have designs at least for him in the beginning stages for him to start in their base defense at nose tackle in the 3-4. I don't know how much they're going to get to him in the nickel or the dime or things like that. It would certainly appear when the Packers go nickel, the unit they'll use the most on the defensive line, the two down defensive linemen, appear to be Mike Daniels and Julius Peppers. It's almost as if Peppers is going more from what used to be outside linebacker on the edges, more to an interior player. They're definitely, you know, I'm not saying that's going to be 100% of the time, but you can tell, you know, they're trying to get away with him from being on the field a ton. So they're, you know, it looks like the majority of the time, Matthews and Perry are going to be the outside linebackers, and you're going to have, Julius Peppers subbing in on the inside, especially as a pass rusher. So, I mean, there's always a rotation there, no doubt about it, over the course of a season, even over the course of a game, when you're talking about in the second half, in the third and fourth quarters, and players wear down, you got to rotate them in and out to keep fresh. So eventually, we'll probably see Clark more and more, you know, in the nickel packages where he's rushing the quarterback. You know, how it'll be interesting to see how they go about developing him, how often, you know, at this point he's put in those type of situations, because they do want to be cognizant of him as well. He's, you know, he's a first round draft pick. They made a big investment into him. They don't want him to get injured as well. They want him to be out there the first regular season game. So while he could use the work, they got to kind of be, you know, be cautious of that at least. But it's going to be fun to watch Clark in his first professional football game, as well as Blake Martinez, who figures to join Clark in the starting lineup, if perhaps by default, with Barrington injured and Ryan dealing with injury as well. So Martinez should see a good amount of playing time early in the game. You know, he might give way in the second half to the guys like, you know, Derek Matthews and Carl Bradford and whoever else is out there trying to earn a roster spot. Beniquez Brown, all sorts of players, but we should see a good amount of Blake Martinez early in the game, and that'll be fun to watch him. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, I'm interested in watching the quarterbacks, because this game, this may be the best opportunity to see who quote unquote wins the number three quarterback job. Whether Brett Hundley plays or not, you know, Joe Callahan and Marquise Williams figure to see a lot of playing time, and we'll see which pulls ahead. I expect Joe Callahan to get the first crack. After all, he's been around longer than Williams. He was signed several weeks earlier, but by no means do I think he's locked down a spot. So these guys may not be fighting for a spot on the 53-man roster, but more than likely one of them is going to get kept around on the practice squad. And that means they're just a, you know, an injury away from being called up and things like that. So cross your fingers that Rodgers and Hundley stay healthy. But, Callahan and Marquise Williams, one of these guys is going to get a chance at further development, you know, for the next foreseeable few months. It's certainly possible the Packers could cut both of them, and after camp is done, sign someone else who was cut from another team. It happens once in a while. I perhaps don't see that as a likely scenario, but you know, this is the best opportunity to see these guys in a game environment, because, like I said, this is going to be the game where the quarterbacks, these guys, you know, might play the most, especially if Hundley comes back. You know, they're going to want him in the next four preseason games to get a lot of playing time. And certainly Rodgers will get some time at some point here, especially in, like, you know, the fourth preseason game. So good chance to see Callahan and Williams here coming up. And as far as free agents go, you know, we're not going to see the team's biggest offseason acquisition, tight end Jared Cook. He's still one of those five players on the PUP list. But we will see the team's other notable free agent signing, Laurenti McCray. I'm ready to see what he offers because it certainly seems like, according to beat reporters' stories, they're kind of pleasantly surprised with his pass rush. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing. All the new faces, all the rookies, drafted and undrafted, because it's the first opportunity to see them in a Packers uniform. So there's kind of your Hall of Fame game preview of sorts for this upcoming weekend. But moving on.
The day ahead.
After two consecutive evening practices, the Packers are taking a day off from training on Friday. So while there's a little lull in the action on the field, there will be some news off the field as General Manager Ted Thompson holds his weekly training camp press conference Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time to be streamed live at Packers.com if you want to follow along. So tune in because that might be as much Packers news as you're going to get before the start of the weekend. There'll certainly be plenty of Packers news Saturday and Sunday, but as for Friday, just a little bit of a dip here in the news cycle. The Packers will practice on Saturday, but it will not be open to the public. I think this will be the first one since training camp opened that they're going behind closed doors, so to speak, which is typical of the day before a game. The Packers will hold a brisk practice held behind closed doors before leaving for their destination, in this case, Canton, Ohio, for the Hall of Fame game against the Colts. So, that's happening here. Of course, the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony will be held on Saturday evening with Brett Favre as the final enshrinee to be presented. And it was recently announced, I believe, earlier this week or even late last week that he'll be presented by his wife, Deanna. Former Packers and linebackers coach Kevin Green, meanwhile, will be presented by defensive coordinator Dom Capers. So, you know, several Packers connections over the course of that ceremony, preceded by a parade in Canton, Ohio, Saturday morning. The enshrinement ceremony will follow at 7 o'clock p.m. local time, I believe to be televised both on ESPN and the NFL Network, so a couple options there for you if you're looking to watch the proceedings. And of course, the annual Hall of Fame game will take place Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, televised on ESPN. So, so to speak, let the games begin, an appropriate saying here. So we're letting the games begin in the NFL, the first game of the entire league on the docket Sunday, and the opening of the Olympic Games tonight. So you'll be getting ready for 2 weeks of lots of Olympic coverage as well. Not so much on this show, but in the world of sports in general. So there you go. There you have it. That's today's episode of Railbird Central. Thank you everybody so much for joining us. Thank you to Adam Gruhl of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, a big Packers fan, for joining us on the show today and talking a little Packers football and a little bit of music as well. Nice little change up from our usual football talk on the show. A rare instance in which we get outside that realm, but only for briefly, so that was a lot of fun. We'll see you, folks. The show airs every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time, typically. the podcasted version will be later in the day. My call to action is always as usual. If you've not done so already, I ask, please give us a rating and a review on iTunes. It's the one small thing we ask. The show is free of charge, no subscription, no paywall. So if you could do us a solid, go to iTunes, search Cheesehead TV. It'll pop right up. Give us that 5-star rating and a brief little review. Doesn't have to be anything long, but it helps us get word out about the show, helps us get more listeners, helps people find the show. And I think that's a service to Packers fans. So if you could do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Have a good weekend, folks. Enjoy Hall of Fame weekend. We'll see you, and we'll break it down on Monday. In fact, already got our next guest lined up. Joe D'Aloisio, a producer with CBS Sports Radio. He's going to be in Canton this weekend. He's going to be at both the ceremony and the Hall of Fame game. So I'm excited to talk to him about both those things on Monday morning. So we'll do that. We'll do that then. I leave you today with another song by Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. It's called Annalise. Enjoy, everyone. Go Pack Go.